Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What up, what up, what up,
though?
Ball Hawk Show.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
What up, 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 though? Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Amon Hawkins. Appreciate you rocking with me and checking in on this latest podcast episode as we recap UVA versus Miami. Hold on, let me fix my mic right quick. My bad. There we go. Recapping UVA versus Miami that took place Saturday afternoon down there at the Hard Rock. That's a nice stadium. That was my first time going to that stadium. That's a nice stadium that the Dolphins and the Canes share. Before we get started, salute to the sponsors, Aber Insurance. Go to Aber Insurance for all your insurance needs. That's home, business, auto, life insurance. The great people at Able, man. Make sure y'all holler at them, aberinsurance.net. They get a policy that's affordable for your needs. And they're right here local in Charlottesville. So make sure you check them out, man. As you guys can see, it's another video version. We're doing video versions of the podcast episode now. You can find that or this video version on YouTube. Just search the Ball Hawk Show podcast. It's right there. All right. It's a new channel. Not new, but I'm doing more and more on it. Shout out to all the folks at Believe Network, you know. Got to get the visuals back. So be expecting more videos, man. But we got to talk about this. Oh, I didn't mean to do that. What the heck just happened? Hold on. I just did something to my screen. All right. So let's get right into this recap. If you guys are avid listeners, you know I usually drop on Sunday. But since I traveled, I got a chance to travel with the team. I was a sideline reporter on Virginia Sports Radio Network. My man, John Freeman, Tony Covington, filling in for Jay James. So being down there in Miami was definitely nice. It's nice in Miami. Like, how can you not say it's nice going to Miami? Felt good. Got some good miles in. We went down there on Thursday. Still was getting my reps and my miles in. You can check my Twitter, man, at I Am Ball Hawk. Still got my reps in. T Cub actually got reps with me on Saturday before the game. So got it in. Got about 8 miles in 2 days on some nice flat land. So the pace was a little faster than it is running these hills in Charlottesville. So we definitely got it in, man. So what we're going to do is we're going to recap the game, go over a little bit of stats. I got a lot of notes. Let me show y'all. Y'all think I'll be playing, man. I'll be going through the game film, okay? I got notes, okay? You would think I was a rapper. You see all these notes right here on the screen, huh? You see this? I go through plays. Like, I got plays listed. You see that? 51, 52, 53. I mean, I know if you're listening, you can't see it, but I just don't be out here talking, man. It's like I'm playing again. I make sure I watch the film. Because a lot of things that the TV version won't show you, a lot of things that when you're on the sideline you can't see, that I want to make sure I give you true analysis and be fair to these players and or coaches. So if you hear some shuffling, it's me going through my notes and some pertinent information that I want to share. But Wahoos came up short. They had 58,000 people at the game. Round of applause for Miami's home fans. 58,000 in attendance at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Gardens, Florida. The Hoos lost by 3-29-26. The Hoos are now 1-4 in games in which they held double-digit leads because we were up 10-0. How many games have we lost? I had in my notes. What are we? 4 of UVA's 6 losses this season have come by 3 points or less. We basically like the Minnesota Vikings last year, but the reverse. Remember last year the Minnesota Vikings won like 9 or 10 games, like one possession games. four of our six losses. So if you think about our record right now, we 2-6. We essentially could be 6-2. You throw out the Tennessee game, they won. Throw out the Maryland game, they won. I know we were there close into the fourth quarter. We threw that pick, and then Tagovailoa, you know, went down and scored, and then we threw another pick, and they scored, and yeah. But other than that, even in that game, we were up double digits and lost. But I will say this. Usually if you see a team that's 2-6, you be like, man, that team's some trash can juice. This team, and this ain't because I went to UVA and I do sideline stuff for UVA and I do work for UVA. This team might be 2-6, but they ain't trash can juice. Like, if you a team preparing for UVA, usually if you, like, if you Miami, which was 5-2, playing a 2-5, you be like, oh, this is going to be an easy win. Nah, it wasn't no easy win. Which team besides Tennessee can say UVA was an easy win? Think about that. It's not a moral victory. This is just being honest with y'all, because people have said you are what your record says you are. Yes, we're 2-6, but that's usually trash can juice range for me. I wouldn't want to, like, and that was Miami's homecoming. They realized they made a big mistake scheduling UVA for their homecoming. Homecomings, you wanted to beat them down. Beat them down. Make it nice and easy. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had Wilma Murray on our homecoming. They had just lost to Elon, but it was one of the best FCS schools. And one of the best rushing attacks in the FCS. And we hadn't won the game. So we knew we was going to be in for a fight. And they had a winning record. I know they FCS, but they still had a winning record. But I don't think any team that prepares for UVA prepares for us according to our record. That's what I'm trying to say. Again, we 2-6. We ain't got but two wins. But, yo, we be one or two plays. And I'm going to go through situations of the game, but I know the elephant in the room was that last possession for halftime, which I'm going to talk about that in depth. But even after that, you make one play. One. I could name several one plays we make. Game is over, in my opinion. The game is over. Whether you feel like, you know, not cast aspersion on Corn. Corn makes a great play. Undercuts a dig route, goes up, high points the football, but as he's tucking it, it jars loose when he hits the ground. They settle for a field goal. That's 3 points. Get that pick. It's still a lot of time left, right? But if I'm not mistaken, they kicked that field goal, they kicked to us, we go down, we kick the field goal, I think. Let me make sure I'm correct. I know I'm getting ahead of it, but it's on my mind right now. Let's see. That's the overtime. Let me get the plays right quick. Let me get the Yeah. Oh, what does it show up? I don't know, man. But anyway, and then, you know, if Musket, when he scrambles on that third down, that third and long, he felt like he thought he was closer to the marker, but he said, you know, if he would have realized that he was a yard or two away, he might have went straight up the field a little more and then stuck the ball across. Like, and people want to know if they felt like Tony Elliott should have went for it there, because we had just got a fourth down conversion earlier, and was it on our own 40 when we did that? I think it was on our own 40-yard line when we went for it on fourth down in that situation. All right, let's look at fourth quarter. So Coin pass, no, short right, no, that's when he tackled him. Did he not show when you break up a pass? No huddle. First down. Incomplete. Broken up by Jake Jackson. Out of bounds. Sorry, man. This junk like on my mind. They don't show when Coin got his when he broke like because it counts as a breakout. And for some reason they don't got it. I don't know. We'll watch it. We'll watch the live version, some of the live version. It'll probably have it there. For some reason, it's not showing up in the stats as far as the series and stuff like that. So here's my – all right. So here's – all right. How many – all right. We 10 minutes in. I'm rambling. So let's get right to it, man. We look at some numbers from the game. First downs, UVA had 24. Miami had 16. Net rushing yards, UVA – that was my biggest key. Could they run the football versus a Miami team that was giving up like 79 yards rushing the game? The only team that had ran for over 100 yards was North Carolina, and North Carolina had well over 200 yards. So my biggest concern was, can UVA run the football, be successful so they won't be one-dimensional, because you don't want to just rely on being behind the sticks and throwing the football versus that pass rush in which the Miami Hurricanes have. And UVA ran for... they basically ran for 160 yards, over 160, because Tony Musket had negative 30 yards because of sacks. So UVA actually ran for 168 yards. But Tony Musket got sacked 6 times. So UVA ran the ball 39 times for 168 yards. Then you factor in his 6 sacks for 30 yards, it's 45 rushes for 138 yards. Musket ran the ball 7 times for 36 yards before the sacks, which count as rushes. So he ended up 13 rushes for 6 yards. But Paris Jones had 9 rushes, 58 yards. Mike Hollins, 13 rushes, 49 yards. Kobe Pace, 10 rushes, 25 yards. A.J. Allen had 11 carries for 67 yards from Miami. Mark Fletcher Jr., 11 carries for 47 yards. Henry Parrish Jr. had 2 rushes for 2 yards, and Breshad Smith had 1 carry for 1 yard. They averaged 4.3 yards a carry. We averaged 3.1 yards a carry with the sack yards. Paris Jones averaged 6.4 yards per carry. Their leading rusher averaged 6.1 yards per carry. Passing, Musket threw for 239, 1 interception, 24 for 38. Van Dyke was 20 of 30, 2 interceptions for 163 yards. This is one of the most well-balanced teams. Miami averaging 193 or 190 rushing as a team, and then like 230 or 240 as a team. So you held them under their averages in rushing and well under their average in passing. As a team, they ran for 113. They came in averaging 190. Then they averaging mid-200s in passing, 163. So this is a win for the defense. It's a win for the defense. Points, too. They had them under their point average. It was over. They averaged over 30 points a game. This is through four, this is 5 quarters. 5. Or extra, 1 extra possession. On our side, Malik Washington, another 100-yard game. Give it up for Malik, man. Special, special, special season he's having. Malik Washington matches career high with 12 catches, total 152 yards receiving. He extended his consecutive games with a reception to 33 games. He has recorded 100 yards or more in 6 of the 8 games this season. He tied Jermaine Crowell, my OG. He had 6 in 1997, my first year playing at UVA. And then the great Dontavian Wicks, who is a Green Bay Packer right now, his rookie season, he has 6 in 2021 for the most 100-yard games in the season. So we got 4 games left. He has 4 opportunities to become a record holder here at University of Virginia. He has also put together 3 straight 100-yard games. He had 112 versus William & Mary, 115 versus North Carolina, now 152 versus Miami for the second time this season. That's 3 separate, 3 straight 100-yard games. He's the only player to ever at UVA to have 3 straight 100-yard games twice in a season. Iron Mike Hollins had 2 rushing touchdowns, his third multi touchdown game of the season. His 7 rushing touchdowns this season are the most by a Cavalier since Brennan Armstrong's 9 in 2021 and the most by a UVA running back since the great Samoan slasher Wayne Talapapa rushed for 12 in 2019, the season which UVA went to the ACC championship and also played Florida in the Orange Bowl. True freshman Cam Robinson co-led the Cavaliers with 9 tackles, 7 solo, and was credited with his first career interception. So salute to my man Cam Robinson. A linebacker has recorded 3 of UVA's 6 interceptions this season. So you got Josh Ahern with a pick, you got James Jackson with a pick, and now young Cam with a pick. Shout out to Will Betteridge, man. Will Betteridge from Gullin Prep right there in Miami. He made all 4 of his field goals, 22, 23, 32, and 35. He has made 12 straight field goals. 12 straight. Shout out to Will, man. Then Tony Musket, he surpassed 1,000 yards passing on the season. He now has 1,020 in 5 starts this year. Musket has 21 200-yard passing efforts in his career, including 4 straight for UVA this season. Sam Westfall, shout out to Sam. He had his first career interception. That was his 33rd career collegiate game this past Saturday, and he got his first start. Defensive back Caleb Hardy and right tackle Blake Steen. Got a text. Both made their first career starts in the contest. Hardy is UVA's sixth first year to start a game this year. That's 6 first years that have started a game for the Hoos this year. 6. That means this is Tony's recruiting class. 6 of them. And all of them that made it, they done made a difference. Especially on defense. We know what Calandra did on offense. We know what Jaden Gibson been doing on offense. But there's more young folks. So that's just some stats, man. I talked about Miami giving up 79.6 rushing yards per game, the fewest of any ACC team. Miami total 276 yards of total offense, their lowest output of the 2023 season. So salute to Coach Rudd and his defensive staff. Limited them to 276 total yards. UVA had 377. That's 101 more yards than Miami. They won the time of possession by almost 10 minutes, 34 minutes to 24 minutes. 34, 36 to 25, 24. This just goes to show, though, time of possession can be misleading. Why? The second quarter is a prime example. The third quarter, my bad. The third quarter. Miami scored 14 points in the third quarter. UVA scored 10. Miami had the ball 4 minutes. 4 minutes. They scored a defensive touchdown. Miami scored 1 offensive touchdown. Take away that pick 6, just like take away that block punt from Wilmer Murray. JMU. Non-offensive touchdowns that we've given up. You take away the scooping almost score a fumble, Woman Mary don't score a touchdown. Self-inflicted wounds. That's a 2-16 for you. So that's just some stats, man. Red zone chances, we got to get better at scoring touchdowns. We got to the red zone 6 times, scored 6 times, but got 2 touchdowns out of the 6 tries. That is unacceptable, especially when you inside the 10. When you like 12 and in, you gotta score. You gotta score, Jack. Simple as that. Again, one of them drives. Score. When Malik made the catch and run for over 60 yards, we kicked the field goal. Gotta score. Come in the first play. They got 9 dudes in the box. I got it in my notes. They got 9 dudes in the box one time. Matter of fact, it was 2 different times. We got to have some type of check with me. Like, one, whoa, they got 9, we got 7. Hold up. Check. Kill. Spread everybody out. Make them get out the box. I ain't saying you got to change the play. Change formation. Whoa. Like Madden. Check, check, check. Just get out of there. Alert. Fire alarm. Get everybody out of there. That ain't no true scenario. I'm just joking with y'all, okay? I'm not putting that on dance. It's just one of them things that's like, that's tough. So don't take this serious and be like, well, Ballhawk had a great idea. Dez, see? Dez is a good offensive coordinator. Ballhawk said, you could just have a check with me and just go to a different formation. Just like, it don't work like that. It work a little different. It ain't just as easy as saying, hey, yo, check, go to a different. Nah, I'm joking. Petty Hawk, we joking, all right? But let's get into the game, man. Let's start with the opening drive. You know what? I could play. I'm going to go through the opening first, the first drive for the Hoos, because it was a really good drive. Really, really good drive. Show some different formation. I like to go through the first drive of the offense because I always say, man, Dez is a very good coordinator on script. Like, very good. Like, his first 10 scripted plays, because we didn't score in the first drive. We're just going to first drive. I think I got it in the notes right here. UVA scored a touchdown as opening drive for the third time in the last 4 weeks. 12 play, 75 yards. It took 4 minutes and 27 seconds. So in the 3 of the last 4 weeks, we done scored on the first drive. And I think the first drive we didn't score was when we married. It might have been William and Mary. Yeah, because we got the ball first, then punted it to them, then they got all the way and they kicked the field goal. I think that was the game we didn't score. Score against us beat, yeah, because we scored versus Boston College, didn't score versus William and Mary, then we scored versus UNC. Scored, yep, so there you go. All right, let's get to that first drive. Let me see if I can get the game. You know what I'm going to do? You want to watch it together? We can watch it together. Shout out to, let me see what the ACC Network. They got the game up. Hold on. Let's have a little fun. Do they got the full game? I know they got the condensed game. The condensed game don't got the full drive. I don't think they got the full game. I wanted to go through the first drive with y'all. I heard a TV copy. The guy's a little bit of Homer-ish. Is that true? That's highlights. Let me see if I hit the highlights. If, yeah, it's only a condensed game. So I'll just talk you through what I got down and what the play-by-play report has. So we get Miami. What they had? 6 play. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 4. All right. So 5 plays and then punt. We get the ball on our own 25. We came out in the diamond formation to the left where we had tight end, receiver, and then halfback. You would think since PJ Paris Jones is in the very back that he'll probably be getting the quick screen. But when the ball snapped, Paris goes up the field. Malik Washington bubbles back, catches the quick screen. Gets in for a nice gain of 9 yards. And then the second play, we run the left side, inside zone. No. Just a regular zone for a 2-yard gain. The third play, no huddle. Had an incomplete to Malik. That was a low pass. I remember that. Next third down, we throw a looky route. Yeah, inside zone pull, looky route to Malik. And Ty got a pancake. Bro, Ty got a, I mean, I wish I could show y'all I can't show y'all that copy. But Ty Furness got a clean pancake on that play. That's why I had it written down with a star. It was an inside zone pull, looky. So what that looks like is you put the ball in the belly of the running back, but it's like a run pass options in a sense. And now since they give linemen 2 to 3 yards to push up field, play action is very hard to decipher if it's really a run or a pass. But with those looky routes, you're trying to see if you could get the backer to step up. And if somebody's playing inside leverage like their DBs was, you're hoping they're outside leverage and they're trying to tandem with the backer. That way you get the backer to step up. You already got the inside leverage on the outside, leverage defensive back with your receiver, and you catching the stride, and then it's right up the field. We ran a lookie route. Their corner was actually playing. They was playing Malik more head up to inside. Malik did a good job of flattening it, and Tony put it on him. Fifth play, we're in the inside zone. We got a good push by the offensive line. Play seven. This is when we ran a short fake jet, and we ran all verts. So we ran seam route, go route, go route. Had Malik coming on a fake jet. And I think we ran Kobe Pace on the seam. 51 in linebacker bumps out with the jet, sees that as a fake, and he triggered. And when he triggered, I felt like once Tony sees that the seam is taken away, I feel like he has to go right now to Malik. Because Malik's your top receiver anyway, so you always want to check where he at, I felt like. And they got a sack, and I felt like Tony could have just turned and just threw it to Malik. I mean, Malik was by himself. Nobody's covering him. And talking to Tony Musket after the game, interviewing him, he admitted that he was, in a sense, being too greedy and holding the ball, that half of the sacks were on him. Like, he took accountability. Salute to that young man, because these days, people pass the buck. We saw, I ain't throwing no shade, but we seen head coaches throw all they players under the bus this past week. I mean, we saw Coach Prime just talk bad about his offense. Good God. Is it because it was your son, Coach Prime, you did that, bro? If Shadua wants your son, would you do the same thing? That man threw them all the way under the ball. Man, we need more. Like, basically, you just like, we ain't got no linemen. We need to get a new lineman. Hey, we all can see. Yeah, but I don't know, man. Sorry, that's a sidebar, but come on, Coach Prime. Like, come on. I mean, I ain't saying you lying, but come on, man. You're supposed to be Coach Prime, not General Manager Prime. Like, that's Captain Obvious. We get it. Trust me, we get it. But don't you got to work around? Like, if you can't protect the quarterback, why are you still running long development routes? Like, we had that issue here. We changed the way we attacked, right? Like, theirs don't got the luxury of just coming to the podium and be like, man, our offensive linemen some trash cans. Just, we need better offensive linemen. They're going to say no. You get paid millions, adjust. That's what they're going to say. If they don't like you. If they like you, they be like, yeah, go. Like, they like, yeah, Coach Prime, keep it real. Let's keep it real. All right. Let's keep it real. I ain't got nothing against Prime. But I think he just did that because that's his son. I get it. I mean, you're a Hall of Famer. I mean, you got a bunch of wins this year compared to last year. Now my dog want to start barking. Y'all hear my dog barking? Hey, man, I'm trying to record. Hey, trying to record. Hey, you being rude. Hey, bro, do you want to leave? Hold on, man. I'm about to escort him out of here. I'm about to throw him under the bus. Not really. I'm about to kick him out of the room. Come on, man. Come on, get out. All right, I'm back. So, yeah. So that was play seven. Play eight, bad throw to JR. JR runs a little spot route in the seam, just throws in the dirt. That's a bad throw by Tony. Play nine, it was third and 13. I really like this right here. I really like this play call or this decision. I like the play call, smash concept. Third and 13, are they going to play man or are they going to play zone? If they play zone, we take the check down, see if we could get. Now we got a decision to make. How many yards you get? If you short, we're probably going to go for it because we in no man's land. Threw the short hammer out to Malachi, and Malachi did the rest. Malachi did the rest. Put your boy in the dun, hit him with the one up. Ah, let me get up under you. Then ran through some gas, weight room, hit the sled, dive, first down. Like that decision. Play. Is he back in here? Yeah, all right. Then play 10. QB run. QB zone to the boundary. Oh, yeah. So we try to run the inside zone to the boundary. It was a read option. Tony Muskett saw Bane relaxed. You ain't think he was gonna keep the ball, did you, Bane? You looking for Batman? Ooh, you like to be in the dark. I was raised in the dark. Not today. Batman got away from you, Bane. Tony Muskett is Batman. He pulled the ball, outflanked you, dove ahead like 9, 10, 8 yard game. Salute to Tony Muskett right there. He fooled you, Bane. Batman won that one, Bane. We ain't win too many, Bane. I ain't trying to make you mad because you hit. I got to talk to you, too, how you was hitting our quarterback, Bane. I don't like that. You was really trying to treat Tony Muskett like he was Batman. I saw how you broke Batman back in and made him go into the off the grid and get healthy. You was trying to treat Tony Muskett like he was Batman, Bane. I don't like that. Mm-mm. Then play 13, the touchdown was a good play because Tony Muskett demonstrated that he would pull on the inside zone. They had a free rusher, one of their safeties, number 20, but he had responsibility of maintaining leverage with Muskett. When Muskett gave the ball, Muskett stepped up, made 20 ricocheted to him, and then Mike Hollins took off for the touchdown. Matter of fact, I could show that. We could show that. Hold on, let's get the YouTubes pulled up. Shout out to the ACC Network. This is their condensed version of the game. Copyright, please don't hurt your boy. I'm going to turn the volume down a little bit. Hold on. Let's get this ad out the way. Here we go.
Using that big body frame.
Oh, so this is a third down right here that I was telling y'all about to Malachi.
Fires one to Malachi Fields, incomplete off the fingertips.
Hold on. Let me make sure y'all can see this. Hold on. Matter of fact, you can't see it. I ain't shared it yet. You can hear it. All right, let me take this down. Let me share the screen. Here we go. Again, this is the YouTube channel, ACC. What's the ACC Digital Network? Hey, man, don't copyright me. I'm shouting y'all out and stuff, okay? Hold on, man. Let me get the full version, full view, the big view. There we go. Let's start it right here.
This is fast Miami defense.
They hand it off to Jones on the left side. Has a hole.
Hold on, let me get the big screen
the
for y'all.
Down as he gets
there
into
you go.
Miami territory.
Let's watch it together.
Mike Hollins now checks in for the first time for Virginia as they're on the move.
First and 10.
Muskett got plenty of time.
This is a drop.
Malachi Fields incomplete off the fingertips.
See, this was the play I was telling y'all about right here.
In trouble, wrapped up and sacked by Francisco Maui.
Hold on. Let me run this back.
A loss in
so if I take this back, crap.
One to Malachi Fields incomplete off the fingertips.
Right here.
To Malachi Fields,
come on, man. You're going back too far. So you freeze it. I say freeze.
Muskett
God.
In trouble, wrapped up in to Malachi Fields.
All right. I'm messing up.
Off the fingertips.
Let me freeze it right here. So you can see Malik Washington. So Kobe Pates is going to wheel route. You got the tight end going up the scene. So as you see they disperse, you see 51 lets Malik go. You can't see me pointing at the screen. But Malik is right here at the line of scrimmage, running wide. So if Muskett can feel 51, you got to go right to 4. You see two dudes running with the guy that you're waiting on. Automatically come right down to Malik. Look at all this room. Nobody's there, bro. Nobody's around him. Nobody, buddy. My friend. Come on. So that was a sack.
Wrapped up and sacked by Francisco Maui Noah.
For Francisco Maui Noah.
Loss on the play for the University of Virginia.
Maui Noah just coming right here.
See, so you see they got guys bumping over. And then the guy that's trailing with Malik actually turns and runs with Grant. 31. And he lets Grant go inside. And maybe he could have thrown it to Grant right there. Let me see. Yeah, he could have threw it to Grant as well. But hey, man, I'm just Monday morning quarterbacking. But this was a 3rd and 13 right here. The smash concept. Corner route with a hammer out. Sail hammer. This just want to right here. By Mr. Malachi Fields right there.
Are you kidding me? opportunity out there in space using that.
As you can see, look at that. Get up out of here. Get some. Monticello High School. Des Kitchings. This is a nice inside zone run right here. This is nice power. Orbit motion. Ooh, hit that whole iron, Mike. Y'all ain't seen them creases, though, man. Look at Bane. If Bane not there, that's touchdown. Nah, five would have been. Kitchen would have got him. This is a nice push right here. You see how 20. So 20. Oh, my gosh. Hold on. Here we go. So 20 coming off the edge. You see, he's free. He could blow the play up, but his responsibility is the quarterback. Muskie had just pulled the football two plays ago. So he played his assignment. Because he could really just blow it up, but he has to make sure Muskie doesn't have the football. So that allows, if Muskie doesn't ever pull the football, I feel like he blows Mike up. They're going to show the inside. And I think they're going to show end zone copy. Please show the end zone copy. Here we go. You see, 20. He's an unblocked guy, but he has quarterback. He got to make a decision. But then again, if he goes for Mike, will the guy that Grant blocking, will he be able to get Muskie? 51? Yeah, 51 got some good athletic ability. And salute to Muskie for stepping in and colliding him as well.
Hey, we're not going to change what we did. We found success. We had 3 rushing touchdowns last week in the red area.
7 runs, 5.
Let's see if we can look at some more plays.
Room to run there, enough for the first down.
Let's get to the pick.
They hand it off to Fletcher.
Our defense did a good job versus them on the run, and a lot of times with play calling as well. They wasn't doing themselves any favors. So this is the interception right here. A fake screen delay, wheel route. Our DB is really beat right here, but he is playing with his eyes. He is looking the entire time. I will say that. He passes. So it is short zone to the field. Threat is 0. Just to make sure, because you are the force guy. See, there's a fake. Look for number 2 now, because you let number 1 go. Look for 2. Understanding now, with 1 vacating and 2 on the wheel, 2 is your threat now. Or would a safety come off of 1 and go to 2? So by the coverage, he's going to be trailing some. Because you would hope that the safety would baseball turn. Because see, it's a corner. It's a post route and a wheel route. If you're playing short zone and it looks like it's 3 safeties back there, you would think the safety to this nearest hash would pass off the post to the middle safety and come down and help late on the wheel. Which is why Van Dyke threw it more on a rope than led him, because he anticipated that the safety made baseball turn. So, but, you know, case in point, make a play. Westfall made a play. So it appears as man-to-man, but they pass it off. They were in short zone. He's going to be trailing because it was still a threat in the flat. So he's sinking with number 2. And that safety that's on that hash has to be able to play the post while passing it off, being deep enough to baseball turn and get to the wheel route, hoping that the defensive back, your trailing corner, is causing the quarterback to put more air on the ball. Van Dyke, understanding what the coverage was, tried to put it in the dead zone area, and Westfall was still underthrown. But Westfall made the play right here. And it was good because Westfall had a pass breakup on the first drive that was dope. So you can see it right here. Looks like, so the safety on this hash has the, you were in a perfect world, hope he would be a little bit more square and backpedaling. If you can see 20, who is the safety? Oh, that's Tay. So Tay is butt to the middle of the field. He's doing right. He's playing post to wheel. So I think he can see the wheel route. But then he turned his butt. went with the post. I would think he would turn his.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But later than that, just in case you throw the wheel, because he could actually came down. But you see where Tay is at 23. Tay Kyle is high enough to where he could play both. Because if Van Dyke really puts air up on him and leads him to the end zone, I think Tay can get there, but now he just bumped the receiver, so who knows. But shout out to Westfield. I mean, Westfall. See, he made me say Westfield. Listen to him. Westfall. This was a good run right here. Another handoff to Jones, and Jones gets near the. I mean, our offensive line did a good job. Let's fast forward a little bit. Washington for the first down. Let's see. What was this? Washington in motion. Musket. This was a good play call. Pushes forward. Motion. Washington in motion. With Washington. Come out and run a disperse. Musket. Because you got, if the man isn't following, if they come and play short zone, Washington eats up this guy, and you got Malachi on the mesh route. If they playing some type of off man, you looked at Washington first, and then you check, is he running the, JR running the sail? Yep, JR's running the sail route, but you still have Malachi on the mesh. So I like this concept. To Malik Washington for the first down. Washington in motion there. Now we're tight twins at the bottom. Musket. Quick out. That's an out and up. So we got a. So it looked like we got a skinny post by Jaden Gibson out of this tight twins in the boundary. The stack twins. Yeah, we got stack twins. Looks like 18 is going to run the skinny post. You got an out and up by Malik Washington. You got a dig right at the top by Malachi Fields. They cover this. Man. So they sent the safety to buzz up under Malachi Fields. Ate that up. From the looks of it, they have a deep safety. If you got a skinny route, that deep safety is taking away the skinny, and probably with his depth, he could take away the out and up. Now he's gonna, so that causes a sack. So let me see. Do they have a? They don't have a end zone view. So that caused a sack. That was a cover sack. And then they batted this one down. Clean pocket though for the most. They send 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They send 6. He has a clean pocket. Malik does a good job of pressing to the sticks and coming back down the stem. Who knows if it wouldn't have got battered down, what would have happened? But he got his hands up. Reuben Bain smacked that quarterback in the helmet, slammed that quarterback down. Josh Ahearn right there with a good trigger. This is great conversion by the defense. Look at this. Because I get on our offense about this. Third and short, how we bring everybody in the box allows the defense to bring everybody up, and you got to close in. Meaning no receiver. That's wide. You see how we got Malcolm Green. You can't see me pointing, but to the field, the defender that's a corner, so he could essentially bump and push his safety down. You see how everybody's close to the box. Sometimes that does yourself a disservice because the point of attack, they're coming forward, and even if you do a play action, it's going to be a lot of chaos going on.
To be on the field,
so you see Tay Cal come down late. You see Jonas Sanker firing backside right now. They're trying to pull and outflank us. But we got James Jackson right here on the 30-yard line firing. Does a good job getting hands on. Tay defeats. The down blocker stays outside. Ahearn is coming outside. 2-6 is coming. Caleb Hardy. We got Cohen King. So we got Cohen and Hardy outside doing their job. Outside in, and then Ahearn and Kyle Basically, so Ahern is unblocked. Even if he catches that clean, Ahern is blowing that up because Jackson's going to make sure he stays inside and forces the ball out. There is no cutback because you got James right there. You got Kyle on the inside of James. Ahern's on the outside. You see Coin King already up the field. They're 2 yards ahead of the marker. That was just great pursuit right there by the defense.
He can't hold on. He picks it up.
Great pursuit.
And he's going to lose yards.
That's why sometimes on 3rd and 1, you always wonder why coordinators get cute and do tosses. Like, you got to establish something up the gut or get them some type of, like, in theory, a toss is good. I feel like if you are, you kind of spread them out some. Well, no, well, I don't know. Sometimes you just outthink yourself. But you see right here.
But I don't like the pitch. This is something that you don't typically run with Tyler Van Dyke.
There you go.
The middle and pace is taken down in the backfield.
Oh, this is the 3rd and 1 I didn't like by UVA. They end up having 9 in the box versus our 7. So if you can see right now, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then when you go in motion, you essentially bring 10 in the box now. You're bringing 10 guys in the box with this short motion. You essentially can count 22 as 10, but we're not. So we're going to say, but it's 9 people because we have 2 tight ends to the right. And what was it, 95? It was number 95 with Grant. Yeah. So he's a tight end, one of our younger tight ends. It was 9 guys in the box. And Grant, and look, we do this again, and Kobe end up just bullying his way and getting the first down. But I didn't like this right here on 3rd down. I wanted to keep them. Like, with a team that's giving up 79 yards a game, I don't want to be in a situation where I'm making it easy for them to trigger. I feel like this is a trigger formation. Trigger meaning they know you running. They too good to have I know you running type of formations. Like, this was the perfect time to get Malik on the short, the cheat motion that we was using, in my opinion. But we would motion him in and sprint him back out real quick. I felt like this was the perfect formation to do it. Because 22 is humping over there. But they just defeated us right there. This was easy. Look at that. Look at all those hat on hats. It's basically like how our defense treated their offense. They did the same thing. Too much confusion, too, because Malik is end up coming in front. And I know you want some deception, but, man, they did a good job. That was a good play. All right, let's skip some more.
Looks to check it down to field it.
All right, so I think this is the drive before the hat. Oh, no, that's not. I like this play right here. Misdirection. Retrace his steps. Allow Tony to outflank. Bane is still humping. But you got a nice high-low concept. You got Grant Mitch coming across. Then you got Malik on a deep out. Good throw on the run. Takes a still took a late push. Throws a dot. That's a dot. And great balance by Malik right here. Great play.
Plenty of room to run and taken down by Takori Couch. Deep in
Miami. Great play right here.
Inside the red zone.
See, misdirection. Got Grant coming across the formation. If you're playing short zone, Grant will take that short defender. Then you see Bane chasing.
Washington, he's down on one knee.
Man.
Yeah, Tony Musket.
Bane making him pay. Shout out to Malik, ACC receiver of the week yet again. So in this 3rd down play right here, man, oh, man. So I like this short Zen motion. Running mesh concept. So JR17 is going to go in the trash area with the backers. He's coming right across the ball. You got Grant Mitch coming on flat. You got Malachi Fields on the backside on the over route. this is where I wish Tony would hold his water. Because if he holds his water and realizes that the linebacker threat is going to trigger, guess who's wide open? I'm not talking about his pursuit right now. I'm talking about before Musket throw the ball, look what the middle backer is going to do. One of them is already triggered. Looks like he's about to come right now. He's coming right now. You see, he's running right now. Now he's retracing stuff to get outside. He never sees JR, and Musket doesn't see. I know they want a natural pick on the safety, but sometimes with the motions, you got to check and see what that corner is doing. Once you see the corner sloughs off, find the backer. Like, find the mesh route. Find JR. JR is by himself going to the boundary. He's by himself. That's not going, like, I feel like 20 would get Grant to where it would have been fourth and maybe two. So we had to settle for a field goal right there. I think this was one of the first big completions they had. Yeah, they had like 15 yards passing. This is a nice route. Nice bench route by Restrepo. 3x5. I can't highlight him. Can y'all see? Yeah. So I'm circling where Restrepo is. He's going to do a 3x5 release. Dive in about 2 yards and straighten up. And then bump back out. Does a good job of getting flipping the hips of the DB. Flip the hips of Sanker. Now attack his butt. That was a good route. Good route by Restrepo right there. Let me see if they show. Yep. So as you can see, 3x5 release. Attack the inside. Now the corner flips his hips. Once he flips his hip, go to his butt, which is the blind spot, and sail back out. That was a very good route by Restrepo right there. Understand the leverage and attacking it. Oh, this is for a half. Yeah, this is when we was playing coverage. Playing short zone. So right here, Cam Robinson, I have to understand, your threat is the back now. You have a brother inside of you for the slot. I know you want to sink and help with the dig, but once it's that much time, now drift to the back. You got the back. Don't come back inside. You got the back because now you're outflanked. But it's third down. It's a good job because he stayed on the sticks. Does a very good job closing right here. Very good job closing. But on the flip side, they in field goal range now. And this is like an extra point to this kicker. So this is the drive that irritates everybody. So this drive before the half had everybody up in arms, even myself. 4 minutes and 3 seconds, 3 timeouts. We get a first down. When we get the first down, I want to say it's like 40 seconds left. So this is 3rd and 3. We get the first down with Mike. Boom, that's good. So it's 3rd and 2 with 1 minute and 6 seconds. We are at our own 46, 45 yard line. Let's get the first. We use the cheat code motion. There you go. I'm going to show y'all the cheat code motion. Y'all see Tyreek Hill does it with the Miami Dolphins, but he's going out the whole time. He starts tight and runs out, and they snap it as soon as he starts to take off. But you see Malik Washington coming towards the formation. He's going to stop. Boom. They're going to snap it, and he's going to run right back out. Because they're playing man-to-man, a lot of DBs will anticipate that you're going across a formation and want to beat you across the ball. So we have him naturally outflanked now, pitch and catch. All right, so we get the first now. It's 1 minute and 1 second. We got the first. This is what I'm like, all right, are we going to be aggressive? That's because anytime we got a first down, we go tempo and spread them out. We got what we wanted. And for some reason, some reason we were just standing at the line, and then we run this on first down. I'm thinking, is this a double pass or something? Because look how look how relaxed. I didn't like this play call.
Jones trying to spin out of trouble. We'll lose yardage there.
I didn't like that. That's bad. That's like bad. And the coaches admit that was bad. They said they wanted to run something, and the first down play got blown up. So now second and 13, 31 seconds left. After you took a timeout, you're on your own, you know, your own 44-yard line. So minus 44.
Musket.
Try to run a quarterback draw.
Quarterback draw.
They snuff it out.
Which
I understand in theory, right? Because they're probably going to feel like we're going to push the ball up the field. But they ate that up. Look, let me just tell y'all something. That last drive was trash can juice. 4 minutes of nothing. And they admitted to it. 4 minutes of absolutely, positively taking away the advantage that you had because you're getting the ball at the half. You getting the ball after half. You dominated the first half. They had like 44 yards rushing. They had less than 100 yards as a team. I ain't lying. Let me look at the stats, man, through the first two quarters. First quarter, Miami had 36 yards of offense. Second quarter, Miami had, so they had 63 yards. That's 99 yards of offense going into halftime. 99 yards of offense. They were 2 of 6 on third down in the first half. UVA was 5 of 9. That last drive was bad. Let me just say what it says on a play-by-play report. Drive started at 4-3, no huddle, Mike Hollins 3-yard run. Tony Musket pass complete short to Gibson 5 yards. Third and 2, Hollins rushed for 4 yards. First and 10, 2:31 left, no huddle pass short to Malachi Fields for 7 yards. Second and 3rd, 1:51, no huddle, 1 yard rush by Mike Hollins. Miami calls a timeout. Third and 2, no huddle. The cheat code. So at 1:05, we ran that play. The next play we ran was 43 seconds, was the no huddle run. Then we called a timeout with 31 seconds. After the timeout, we ran a quarterback draw. Bruh, you better off going back with the diamond again. For real. Better off going with the diamond just to see what they was going to do. Like, if you're going to run a quarterback draw, why not spread them all the way out? Like, use like a threatening formation. Again, I ain't trying to tell you the coach. I'm just money on my quarterback. But so that makes everybody irritated on social media. Everybody texting me, what's going on? Why would you do that? Coach Elliott stood like a man and said it was his fault. Then we come out of third quarter and we had a damn 3-and-out. And then they just run the ball down. We get a punt for 37 yards. So special teams end up being a liability again. We punt the ball 37 yards. They come out. They complete a pass for 6 yards, run for 9 yards. Had a pass broken up by Sanker and rushed for 3 yards. Then 11-yard pass. Then a 26-yard jump over Sanker's head that they probably got in the highlight reel right here on ACC Digital Network, right here on YouTube. I ain't going. This last play, Musket, just throw it away, man. Don't take no unnecessary hit. This play right here, Musket, throw it to Grant. Throw it to Grant. There's Grant right there. Throw it to Grant right there on the 30. Throw it to Grant right there. Let's see if 20 can make the tackle. Throw it to Grant.
Pressure coming.
Like, throw it to Grant. Which he admitted that he should have been taking his check down. That's another one. Take your check down. This punt right here was trash. By his standards, this is trash. Boot that joint, Daniel. 37-yard punt.
Haven't seen a lot of pressure from Virginia. Miami now taking
ran the ball. ran the ball.
Van Dyke, his first game back,
throw the ball.
Got all day to throw.
And he throws. See, this happened again, right?
Off of injury. Got all day to throw.
All right, so check this out. If you're the flat guy, now it's Tay Cal. Oh, no, he got to. He got to. Because they're running a sail route behind him. You see Restrepo. Yep, Restrepo went 3x5. He's in the middle of the field. Like he comes back out. Yep. He had to come out. They beat us on that. They got us. If Cal comes down to this hitch route, Restrepo is wide open. So Cal did a good job of taking away the deepest. So salute to him for that. That's good. We give that up. Tay Cal, good decision.
Smart at the moment. Allen, plenty of room.
Oof.
Down the field,
God.
They're playing smart at the moment. As Allen is in the back.
Look at James Jackson, boy. You talking about triggering. Good God. Look at seven. Come downhill.
Smart at the moment.
Look like our backer just maybe guessed wrong. Did he have a? Did he have the two gap? Are they going to show the end zone?
As he leapfrog Jonas Senker. The defense going.
All right. Let's see if we can see it. The juggernaut does a good job of stalling both. Oh, yeah. He got a two gap. Damn, Cam. Oh, no. Well, you had Hardy on that side. Well, I don't know, man. I ain't never played backers. I don't know how I feel to be right there in that fray. And that was just a good individual effort right there. And then this next play. Now, is the receiver supposed to run the whip route? First of all, go to Malachi. Go to Malachi.
The answer.
Go to Malachi to the boundary. But is it supposed to be? It's just a bad throw. That play right there. So that's a touchdown for the defense. Their offense only scored one touchdown all game. This is, so you got to think, they ended the half on a sack. They come out, they get a three and out. Then they score. Then you give them a pick six. That's a lot of momentum. A lot. Just like North Carolina last week. We get the ball. They kick the field goal before a half. We get the ball at the half. We got a nice drive. We don't get it on fourth down, and they go down and they score. They like we put ourselves in the hole. We're going
to
fast forward this. But then we responded well, right? We come out. Last time I said throw it to Malachi, what did they do? First play, throw it to Malachi. We got to get eight more touches, man. If he off coverage, get it to him. Make these DBs tackle eight. So we got a third and one again. They got a lot of guys in the box like last time. Hold on, let me play it a little bit. We got that. So window dressing. So now we're in a tight formation. But it's like a bunch. So the DB has to treat this as threats. Like, so you got the two defensive backs at the bottom of the screen have to respect pass because of the individuals that are there. So they really can't trigger and run support because you got our leading receiver there and you got another receiver threat in JR. Grant is the H-back. So counting inside of the two defensive backs, because even Zero look like he's coming over. So we got three guys at the bottom of the screen that's playing pass. So they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six guys to block seven. And most of the time, if you're running to the field, the backside guy is going to be unaccounted for, which we do. But this is all Kobe Pace because it gets blown up. This is all Kobe Pace with some help from his lineman. Of grabbing them and pulling them forward. Now, this is after the pick six. This is the drive after the pick six. Look at this drive we put together. Great throw by Tony Musket right here. Great throw. They started implementing it. They started playing more zone, like matchup zone. What they were doing was trying to reroute our seam guys, buzzing out to the number one guys on the outside. And Malik was just reading it. He hooked right around the short guy, safety playing over the top, hooked up around him. Nice catch, nice throw. Throw him away from the threat. Great throw by Tony Musket. Another inside zone. school record. Pace up. That's just an inside power. Actually, they were going to say he was short. Nice running lanes right there. Off of the line did a very good job. 8 yard gain. They handed off to Hollins. Mike Hollins, third down. I mean, it's not third. That was first down. This is third and four right here. Running inside zone option. Great play call. Use that aggressiveness against them. I like this play call. So I don't think we – do we score a touchdown this drive? Nope, we don't. Yeah. So this play right here, man. So this is another chance to score. We inside the 10. Hands it off to Hollins. Nothing doing on that side. So we run our little cheat zone, our little cheat code formation, third down. So the last time we ran the cheat code, we ran it on this drive when we was down here. He got a completion for like 5 yards. I wish we had an S option. This is what we would call it. He may have this in the playbook. You run a cheat code, you run it once. The next time you do the motion, you anticipate that they're going to lag behind you and anticipate that you're coming right back out. And now they're essentially being outside leverage. Right here, the corner understands that it's a cheat code motion and he immediately sprints to the outside. I wish we had an S option to where Malik can see his outside leverage and angles right back inside. Because if he angles right back inside, even though we're running the arrow, it's like slant arrow. But even with that, we got the mesh route with Malachi. But they covered that. They had this covered. They had this covered. Let me stop. Good job, Miami. But that's another win for that defense because they held us to 3. Now, this is a great play because this is man-to-man defense right here, ladies and gentlemen, by young Cam Robinson. So Cam Robinson is right here in the slot. You can't see this if you're listening, but if you're viewing it, hopefully you can see the arrow. Can they see the arrow? I don't think y'all can see the arrow. Anyway, he's in the slot. He's right here. His feet are on the zero or the 50. That's him. Feet on the zero to the top of the screen. They're trying to run a natural wheel route with a rub to make him trail, which he is trailing, but we two safety. We playing two safety, meaning you have a safety over the top. Van Dyke. Cohen King does a good job of getting inside of the receiver, understanding that he has help over the top, but he has to get inside because that's where the biggest threat is at. He slingshots himself, get inside. That makes Van Dyke automatically go to the wheel. But with the wheel route, Van Dyke is identifying that the safety is playing deep hash. He tries to do the same thing he did when Westfall had his pick, tries to put it on the rope. Cam has good enough speed and ball awareness, understanding that I have help over top. So what can I do now? I can actually look back for the ball because I know I have a help defender. I'm in trail. I need to play the ball. If he's not looking back, it's going to be an interference because he's going to run right into the receiver. So this is good awareness, speed, and athleticism, and way to finish by plucking it with your hands. And good job by Jonas Sanker doing his job and by his alignment causing a throw that doesn't allow a lot of air. And this boy has some speed when he starts running downhill. He's running. So this drive, we get an interception, and we actually score 7 off this. That's a hell of a catch. And Cam Robinson is going against probably the fastest guy. That's Smith, number 0, the kick returner. I think his last name is Smith. His first name Rashard, I know, right? Rashard Smith. He's electric. That's not an ordinary receiver he's guarding. He's not step for step. He's trailing him, but he close enough. And Cam is hauling when he get this pick. He running, Jack. 4-star. He's a star right now. Look at this. They showing a replay. Now look at Cam. It's a natural rub. The receiver did a good. Now the receiver, if he's smarter, he brings his stem in even flatter to clip Cam a little bit. But it's enough that makes Cam bow up underneath him. But with Jonas Sanker's depth and with Cohen King taking the inside undercut path, There's only one throw they can make. Everybody else is covered. Tay Cowell does a good job staying inside because they understanding it's two safety man. I have nobody that's going to help me to the inside. Take away all inside routes. If I'm a guess wrong inside. Make them go outside. We can rally to that. So salute to both guys that had inside cutting routes. And you even see Malcolm Green down here. He's on the inside hip of the receiver. Well, coach, understanding you got over the top help. Be aggressive. Look at Malcolm Green. Aggressive. Hugging the guy. He can't even stop. Cal. Inside of Restrepo. Now, I don't like where Hardy's at, but the ball's already thrown. And look at that. That was dope right there. All right, we're going to watch a couple more. I want to watch this drive because this is how you run the ball right here, Paris. That was nice. Look at that. Look at that. Look at them boys getting the push. Make a play. That was nice by Musket. Nice pocket awareness. This is just a big time run right here. I'm right down the sideline. I'm going to throw my hands up. You see my hands up right there in the white shirt right there. Yeah, got my fist up. Yeah. Yeah, it's touchdown. Let's go, Mike. Yeah. Back to the apartments. To the Baja. Yeah. I hope you rough. Touchdown. Armpits. You see me with the white shirt right there. Black shorts. Right there. Armpits. Touchdown, ref. Look at me. Yeah, get me on camera. CBS 19. Yeah. Yeah, get me. Not the guy that scored. Get me.
A 10-yard score for Mike Hollins, his second of the game. And Virginia takes.
Let's fast forward some. Woo, look at that, boy. Let's go, Mike. Look at that. Ooh, wee. Given Mike Hollins that outside right there. That was nice. Touchdown. I mean, his hand is look at Mike. Yeah, look at Mike. Yeah. Look at the guy in the white shirt. Touchdown. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If it stands, it's Mike. I could be a ref. See? See, look at my touchdown pose, ref. I could be a ref. All right, man. That's all we're going to watch right now. That's all we're going to watch. But my other thoughts on the game. Still got to clean up the clock management. Still got to, you like, if you're going to be, here's the thing that I think a lot of fans are getting frustrated with, and I understand where they're coming from. If you're going to be aggressive. Like, once you got the lead being aggressive, you got to maintain that aggressiveness. Everybody's going to point to the series before the half. Even after the series before the half, shout out to Tony Covington because he made a great point. That sack probably did give them some momentum, but squandering the possession after halftime and then special teams coming into play, which, you know, we didn't get a good punt, even though it's still on their side of the field, you know, you want to pin them back. But they come down and they score. If we're going to defer to the second half, we have to really take advantage. I think the only time we scored coming out of the half was JMU. North Carolina, we didn't score at the half. Did we score come out the half at Tennessee? Maryland, did we have a ball first? No. Did we come out of, I don't think we scored at the half versus Maryland. Boston College, did we? Nope. All right. But I feel like if we're going to defer, we really got to write a good script coming out in the second half. Kitchens, you do a great job. Open the drive script. You've been phenomenal. You have. You've been phenomenal this past month. But now we got to work on coming out of halftime. Like if we defer, we set the table. Going to halftime knowing we're going to get the rock again, you got to be aggressive. Because Carolina, I give you the benefit of the doubt versus Carolina on our clock management because – their offense was high powered. So you want to try to take away as much time as you can because they only end up getting a field goal because they only had enough time to get a field goal. That game where we squandered that last possession before the half. I give you a kudos for that possession just because of how high powered that offense was. But with Miami, their offense looking like trash can juice. And I really felt like you could continue to attack them defensively because I felt like you knew they was going to play the man-to-man. Now, granted, their pass rush is elite. So I kind of understand both ends of the spectrum. But you could continue to throw quick screens, try to outflank them. Even though they were fast, you were making plays on the edge through throwing the ball. So I do want to say this. You got to demonstrate you're going to push the ball down the field, though. If Malachi Fields is going to be singled up, if he's away from all the motion and the trips and he's solo one-on-one, you got to work on some back shoulder throws. You got to work on some burst routes, some type of slants if they're going to press him. If they're going to play off, throw smoke routes right now. If they're playing 6 yards off, 7 yards off versus Malachi, and it's trips away or twins away, and you got the H-back to the field, meaning he's the only receiving threat on one side, and as a quarterback, I don't know, Dez, how your system works, but if somebody's playing him 7 yards off and you don't have a backer that's on the outside, but they're in the box, throw a smoke route to Malachi. He's hell to tackle one-on-one at 6'3", about 218. Hell. Anytime somebody's playing off man versus Malachi to the boundary or to the field, it don't matter. If they don't have an overhang down inside of him, throw a smoke route. Y'all come up with a sand, come up with a wink, come up with a clap, something. Because I think that it will alleviate, That's like an energy bar when you're playing 2K or something. You got a lineman getting up the field as fast as they can, but the ball is already out because you're getting into one of your better receivers. He's one of the tougher guys to tackle man-to-man. All right, the second thing, because I want to get about it. We're over an hour. Second thing, Reds on offense, we got to get better. 10 yards in, we got to get better. I like the mesh concepts, but you got to pay attention to the meshes, not the error routes that's going out. Pay attention to the mesh. See if the backers are triggering first. Like, let those guys cross each other to see if somebody's going to rub. And if you got to burst and go one to one side or the other, get the high-low concept, it is what it is. But send a back out to the field. Because I feel like you send a back out to the field, now you're going to really see if guys passing it off. And then one of them guys could just do a spot route. Boop, just sit right there. But we got to improve. We got to start scoring touchdowns. We got a better score, like, touchdown red zone appearance versus Miami. We win that game easily. Kicking field goals is a win for the defense. I don't know if y'all know this. When the defense can hold an offense to kicking field goal, I played arena football. That's a win to me. I told you, we had to make Carolina kick one field goal at least for us to win. And they kicked the field goal in the fourth quarter. That ended up winning us the game because we didn't allow them to score. If we, Will Betteridge, salute to you, but if he kicking four field goals, those other teams feel like, oh, we got a chance. That's two less points. You know, that's 12 total points instead of 28. Or if you just score two touchdowns, which is 14, but it could have been 28, but it's actually 12. That's how you got to look at it. Four field goals when you inside the 20-yard line, you're threatening. You can't get two first downs. They feel like that's a win. Just like it's a win for us when we holding teams to field goals. Yeah, you ain't scoring points. Their offense scored one touchdown. The offense that was scoring over 30 points a game was held to one touchdown. The other touchdown, well, really two because they scored a touchdown to win. But you get what I'm saying. Defensively, I like what you guys are doing. We're mixing it up. We really can't play a lot of like press man and send pressure all the time. I know everybody talking about pressures and sacks, but the thing is quarterbacks are uncomfortable. Like Van Dyke was still, his clock was still speeding up. They did a good job of covering on the back end, playing combo zones, getting two interceptions. Y'all did a phenomenal job, man. We just lost this game. Red zone, non-red zone touchdown, like the red zone execution now has to improve. Great job by the offensive line. A Steen starting that right tackle. Is it Steen or Stein? S-T-E-E-N. You know who you are. Ty Furness back starting that right guard. Ty, you done played a whole lot better, man. Offensive line, shout out to Coach H. Very good job. Tony Musket has some happy feet. When he settled down and was calm, he threw darts. He just has to trust what he sees. Take what the defense, like bro, start taking the check downs. Really. Now, don't become check down Charlie just because we're saying take the check downs, but that's going to help you with the pressure. Because we used to always say, damn, he ain't got no check downs, but this was the first game I was paying attention. Like, yo, he not throwing them. They there. With the pressure coming, it's a guy right there. If you got a jet motion with number four, hello, you make sure somebody covering your best receiver, even though he's supposed to be a decoy. No, hello, you ain't covering four? I'm throwing a four. If one-on-one with eight, throw the eight. JR, we need you, bro. You that third guy, we need you. Sackett Wood weren't there. Sedarian wasn't there. JR, we need you, bro. Straight up like that. You from New York. Let's go. You hurt? We need you, JR. We need you to be consistent. Let's go. You an X factor. You a big-time player. You can ball. Young Gibson giving us what he can. Twitty there. But JR, I was looking forward to you giving me big things, my guy. Let's go. We're going to need you this next game versus Georgia Tech because they could put up a lot of points, but they give up stuff too. 17, I need you. 4-8. Y'all been doing what y'all doing. 4, you've been phenomenal. 8, you've been phenomenal. Y'all top 10 in the ACC in catches and yards. 4, you've been a blessing, bro. Another ACC receiver of the week. Salute to you. Yeah, man. Another L, though. This team has gotten better. Showing a lot of upside. No more victories. You still lost. But it's all about evaluation. And the evaluation is there. We got players there. I don't care about who was recruiting you when you came out of high school, how many stars you were when you came into high school. At the end of the day, once you step on that gridiron, make plays. Them stars and those other teams that was trying to recruit you don't matter. Don't care what school you transfer from. They don't matter. Okay? So, salute to everybody. I think one of the questions somebody asked me while I was pooch kicking, Miami had the most dangerous kick returner in Smith. And grown man strength don't always kick it to the end zone. I felt like even if he would have kicked it to the end zone, he would have brought that jank out the end zone. So the safest thing to do was to pooch because you can converge better. They had one good return, but other than that, great coverage by the kickoff team. Actually, grown man strength like showed folks that, oh, he was in the service in boot camp because he had a nice hit on one of them kickoff returns. Ethan Davies did a good job of fielding the punts. Keep fair catching, bro. Don't be brave, okay? Don't be doing Terrence Wilkins type stuff and catching it with somebody right there in your face. Don't do that. Wave, bro. Hello, don't hit me. Give me the don't hit me sign. Catch the ball. Let's go home. But yeah, man, salute to the defense, man. Salute to the defense. Salute to the offensive line. Salute to the team. Salute to the coaches, man. You know, as bad as it was looking, with no penalties for an entire game, no penalties, no momentum killers. Salute to y'all for that. Is always questionable play calling. Like every team has questionable play calling. Every fan is going to question the play call of an offensive coordinator at some point during the game. So that's natural. When somebody questions your play calling, that comes with the job. I'm pretty sure you know that. Everybody that played Saturday or Thursday or Friday, somebody questioned the offensive coordinator every program. Even if they won 100-0, it was one drive. Why did we do this? We should have kept doing that. It just is what it is. Miami fans probably asking why they just ain't run the ball versus us. We was bottling that offense up, bro. But that's all I got for y'all, man. I'm rambling. It's almost 90. Hour, 25 minutes almost. So to everybody that's tapped in, share your review on Apple podcast on Spotify. Also, it's going to be uploaded on YouTube. So you see it right here at the Ball Hawk Show YouTube. Go to the channel, man. Subscribe. Started the channel again. Got to get the subscriptions up. We got to get over 1,000, man, so we get the monetization kicked off. So make sure you go to the Ball Hawk Show podcast on YouTube. Subscribe. This will be uploaded to YouTube. Be available on Believe Network as well. Make sure y'all go there. Check out all the other phenomenal podcasts that's on that platform. And yeah, man, that's about it, man. MyHawkins.com for all my content. And go to sthujuice.store and get you some merch, man, right here. Right here. Get you some merch. Get that Shut the Hell Up Juice apparel for your boy. Get you a fear hoodie. You know what I'm saying? All right? Until next time, man. Good is the enemy of great. Be great in everything that you do. Never let nobody tell you you can't do what you set your mind out to do, man. It's the Ball Hawk Show. We out of here, baby. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.